A blind Aboriginal singer has been making waves down under. He's known as Gurumul. Gurumul's self-titled debut album topped Australia's independent music charts earlier this year, and he counts Elton John among his fans. In fact, Gurumul opened for Sir Elton at a concert in Darwin, Australia, last spring. From Sydney, Peter Hatfield has today's global hit.
When Stuart Matchett came to work one morning in February, it was a day like any other. He walked into the Australian Broadcasting Corporation building in Sydney, where he works as a disc jockey for Dig Radio. And then, well, we'll let him take up the story.
I came to work and there's always a sort of about 6 to 10 CDs waiting, which is always why I come to work every day. And one of them was the Gurumul CD, and I put it on and this amazing voice came out.
The blind singer with what's been called the voice of an angel is Geoffrey Gurumul Yunupingu. What makes his story so remarkable is not just the voice. The music that Australians heard on Matchett's show that morning had been recorded in Darwin on the country's remote north coast. And Gurumul himself lives even further away on an island north of the swamps and rainforests of Arnhem Land. Bruce Elder is a music critic for the Sydney Morning Herald. He says Gurumul doesn't fit the mould of traditional Aboriginal music.
There are two very clear strands. If you listen to authentically traditional music, it tends to be short and repetitive. Beyond that, the largest area of Aboriginal music in Australia is clearly country music.
Aboriginal singers who break with these two strands of music tend to sing songs with a political message, lamenting the loss of their ancestral land or the fate of the so-called stolen generation, Aboriginal children taken from their parents and forced to live a European way of life. But Gurumul uniquely sings in his native language, Yolngu Matha, and his songs aren't about the sad fate of the Aborigines or the hard life of the outback. They're about what Aborigines call the dream time, stories that have been handed down through thousands of generations about ancestors and origins and creation animals. Gurumul's producer at Skinnyfish Records in Darwin is also a longtime friend and fellow musician, Michael Honer.
He has been brought up with his own understanding of connection with the land, the ancestors and the spirits, and that spirituality is something that he doesn't think as spirituality. He thinks that as a normal part of his connection with his totems and the ancestors and the land.
One of Gurumul's most popular songs is called Jarimari. Gurumul learnt these stories as a child growing up on Elko Island, where he now lives. It's a way of life unimaginable to most Australian city dwellers and even to many Aborigines. Bruce Elder says Gurumul's music gives a powerful message to other Aborigines who've lost touch with their roots.
It just seems to me that with Gurumul you suddenly go, hey, there's a group of Aborigines, they live on Elko Island and they haven't learnt English. It's a reminder to all of those who are disenfranchised from that experience, that here is something that is genuinely wonderful and beautiful. And I think in that sense that he has the capacity to be hugely important as a kind of role model of what could have been.
Gurumul probably wouldn't see himself in those terms. He's been described as intensely shy. Although he understands English, he speaks very little. When asked how Gurumul might cope with a place like New York if he ever went on tour, Michael Honer replied, oh, he's been to New York. And indeed he has. when he was touring with an indigenous band called Yothu Yindi. The city clearly failed to impress. For The World, I'm Peter Hadfield in Sydney.
You can view video of Gurumul in concert at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. Learn more at medtronic.com.